Welcome to the Space Show, Kerry.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Andrew, for inviting me.
Last year I went to the powerhouse for the first time in several years, and what a wonderful new display you've got there. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what people can see and how it was set up?
Well, visitors to the powerhouse, if you've been there any time in the past 20 years, you may have seen our previous space exhibition, which was called Space Beyond This World. That was set up when the museum opened in 1988, and at the time it was created, it was the first museum space exhibition anywhere in the world that actually brought together examples of the space technology of the three Cold War superpowers, so the United States, the Soviet Union, and the People's Republic of China. So that was pretty much of a coup back then. But of course, political times have changed, time marches on, and the exhibition was in need of a good refurbishment. And so we began to look in 2007 at redeveloping the exhibition, and we'd done some research a couple of years ago on potentially a new exhibition, and we found from that that visitor research that what people were really interested in was how astronauts live and work in space. I mean, what do they eat? What do they wear? How do they spend their days? How do they go to the toilet? The things, the sort of aspects of everyday life that, that are part of an astronaut's working day in space. And so when we finally looked at refurbishing and redeveloping the exhibition in 2007, we really wanted to develop a focus on this idea of living and working in space. And we'd been looking for a while at an exhibit or an experiential exhibit, which I'd previously seen in Spain at the Prince Philip Museum in Valencia, where they have they'd recreated the European Space Laboratory, but in such a way that it used these certain special effects techniques to make you feel disoriented and floaty, like you were weightless. And I thought this was a really really effective experience, and they do a lot of school groups there. Kids loved it, and I thought it would be a really interesting thing to have developed at the powerhouse as part of this idea of living and working in space. It was actually a very expensive piece of exhibitry to install, so of course we had to wait till we had the funding available to buy and develop this particular technology. Unfortunately, that all came together in the latter part of 2007, so that we were able to finally look at doing this major redevelopment for the space exhibition. And so that a key part of this new version of the exhibition is the what we call the Zero-G Space Lab, which is an adaptation of this original exhibit in Valencia that we had specially customised for us here in Australia. And it is based on the idea of a generic space laboratory on the International Space Station, so that it's not actually Destiny or Kibo or Columbus, but it's a sort of generic laboratory that gives you the idea of the kinds of things that astronauts on the space station are working on. And it incorporates this trick technology that provides the disorientation. It's very simple, and yet it's very clever the way that this is done. The internal shell of the laboratory actually rotates at a particular speed, just enough to cause you to feel disoriented. It's actually the exact opposite of what makes astronauts spacesick, because when you're in orbit, when you're in zero gravity, the balance organ becomes disoriented because there's no gravity, there's no up and down, but your eyes are telling you that there are it sees directions, but your brain isn't. Your balance isn't perceiving them. But when you're in the Zero-G Space Lab, it's the opposite. You're standing still in gravity, so your balance organ says, I'm standing still, but now your eye is being tricked by the rotating internal shell, which appears to, you know, which appears to be, well, it's turning around you, but it actually makes you feel like you're turning. And so that discord between what your eye is seeing and what your balance sense is feeling create the sense of disorientation, which makes you feel sort of like you're floating in the microgravity environment.
It reminds me of something that I saw when I was a kid, or experienced, I should say, when I was a child. I've never seen since. I think it was called the Crazy House or something. It was a large, basically a rectangle, you know, cuboidal house, and you went in it and you sat across a pole with chairs on it, and then the whole house rotated.
Yeah, they actually used to have one of those at Luna Park in Sydney, and I think they may have had one at Luna Park here in Melbourne too. Mm-hmm. But yes, that was a funhouse type of experience, and it's a similar version of the same effect. In fact, some science centres actually do a similar thing too, where they have the contra-rotating tunnels that you walk through. And then they can disorient you in two different directions. I think actually Questacon in Canberra has one. So, you know, you can see similar kinds of things, but of course we've put it into a very particular space context. And it works very well. You know, the kids love it, of course. They all rush in and want to be made to feel a bit dizzy. We do find that some adults are not too fond of it. But I have to say, so far we haven't had any major accidents with it.
No need for vomit bags.
We keep a clean-up kit nearby, but so far we've never had to use it.
All right.
But so that zero-G lab is part of, as I said, the living and working in space story. And we've actually created a whole theme that begins in our external recreation of the space shuttle, which inside is set up as a small theatrette type setting. And previously we used to have a video that focused on the space shuttle and sort of generic space shuttle activities. But now we have a specially filmed talk or introduction from Andy Thomas and his wife Shannon Walker, who are of course both astronauts, talking about the International Space Station and what it's like to live and work on the space station. So Andy and Shannon actually are our guides through the experience of living and working in space. So after the introductory audiovisual within the space shuttle, you move into the HAB module, which is part of the exhibition that has been part of the exhibition since it was originally created in the 80s. And it was based then on an original design that was intended to be used for the habitation module for the International Space Station. Well, of course, that module's long since been dropped from the space station design as such, but within that module is everything that is on the space station somewhere relating to how people live in space. So there are two sleeping quarters, very similar to the ones that are in the original Zarya module. There's there's a small eating area. there's a space toilet. So through that module, we can still talk about all the different aspects of living and working in living in space, what everyday life is like, how do astronauts exercise, and so forth. And we've completely refurbished that and updated it so that it talks about the current experience on the International Space Station.
Yes, and talks literally. I mean, you've got video screens and so on that people can watch, and it's like the screens that actually have on the space station.
Yes, that's right. It's meant that there are screens that are meant to represent the workstations on the space station, and also Andy and Shannon again provide some short narration in the HAB module, talking about different aspects of living in space. You know, a little bit about exercising and how interesting it is to eat in space, you know, the precautions or how careful you have to be about eating your food and so forth. And from the HAB module, you then move into the zero-G lab. And again, we have Andy and Shannon as part of the experience talking about what it's like to work on the space station, the kind of research that's actually being done on the ISS at the moment, and what the you know, longer term plans for that research are and how it might, you know, carry benefits back to us on Earth.
Well, as usual, I got to the powerhouse not long before closing, so I actually went through that section in reverse order. I went to the rotating HAB first and ended up with the explanation of what it was about later on.
It's actually not uncommon for people to do that, I think, because the zero-G lab and the HAB module are such large structures, they tend to attract people to them, and we do find that a lot of people go the wrong way around. But I do try, and, you know, we try in the design of the exhibition as much as possible to work people through it the right way so that you get the full experience. But in addition to those, which you might call the walkthrough experience, and they're actually on an upper level within the exhibition. On the ground level of the exhibition, we've also got a number of items from our collection that relate specifically to the concepts of living and working in space.
Where is the Powerhouse Museum and how can people visit it?
Okay, Powerhouse Museum is, of course, in Sydney. It's in the Darling Harbour area. So if you're familiar with Sydney, Darling Harbour is very close to the central business district. It's right in the heart of the city. And the Powerhouse is pretty easy to get to. You can walk there from Central Station. You can get the monorail that runs around the inner city. It's also, there's a bus that services it as well. So that it's not too hard to get there.
And the entry charge to the museum?
Yes, there is an entry charge to the museum. Of course, once you enter, everything except some special exhibitions are free. But, you know, all the regular exhibitions, the normal permanent displays, are all incorporated in the entry charge.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show, Kerry.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.